Actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round during a rehearsal of the film Rust, which killed the movie's cinematographer and wounded the director. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza said additional suspected live rounds were also found on the set of the movie at the Bonanza Creek Ranch outside of Santa Fe. Who's liable? We're joined now by wrongful death and liability attorney Richard Bell, founder of 877callaw.com. He's with us live this morning. Richard, how do you see this?
Okay, so I see it, Gordon, basically two different levels. One is the criminal level, where the criminal investigation is being done now. The district attorney obviously spoke on this yesterday. She's still gathering her facts, and she made the point that, number one, give us time, let us do it thoroughly, because the standard here in New Mexico for involuntary manslaughter, which would be the charge if it went forward, is whether there was a willful disregard for the safety of others. That's a very high standard. It's going to have to be reached with beyond a reasonable doubt, and it is not a standard of they knew or they should have known that this could have caused death. So it's a very high standard, and she wants to get it right. Then there's the civil liability aspect. The family obviously will be hiring a wrongful death personal injury attorney regarding the negligence on the set, whether the standard of care was not followed here, was unreasonable, and then it would be monetary damages for this very sad death.
Does it sound like a criminal case to you?
It sounds like a potential criminal case. We have to be very careful. The DA said they have 600 pieces of evidence. They're interviewing witnesses. They've got to get it right, because not only, obviously, it's important to the family, it's important to the public, and it's very high profile. So they're under very much scrutiny right now.
With regards to wrongful death and a civil lawsuit, isn't the generally assumed number that a life is worth about $10 million?
Not at all, actually. So I'm in New York City. But obviously this case would probably be brought in New Mexico. So the damages in New Mexico, if you could prove negligence, you could prove it was causation from the negligence, the numbers will be based on a variety of things. Loss of future earnings, loss of guidance for her surviving child, her pain and suffering from the time she was shot up until the time she passed away. And in New Mexico, I believe, unlike here in New York City, you can get damages for emotional anguish and loss of companionship. And the number will be decided by a jury, or there'll be a settlement basically paid out by the liability insurance companies. But numbers are amorphous in these kind of cases.
Got it. We're speaking with Richard Bell, wrongful death and liability attorney, talking about the case in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Also, you said this should be compared and contrasted with three other high-profile film set deaths. Like what?
Yeah, Brandon Lee, the son of Bruce Lee, 28 years old. He was shot on the set. They thought there were blanks. There happened to be a tip of a dummy cartridge in there. Unfortunately, when it was fired, he was killed. No criminal charges brought in that case in North Carolina, but of course there was a civil case that was settled. Another case in 2014, Midnight Rider. That's the one where that 27-year-old camera assistant was working. They put literally a metal bed over a railroad track, which they did not have permission to use. A train came, struck the bed, shrapnel hit the woman. She was pushed into the train and killed. That one did lead to criminal charges of both involuntary manslaughter and criminal trespass. Two people took a plea, and one person took the trial and was convicted on those charges. So there you did have criminal charges, and they were sustained. And then you had the Twilight Zone movie back in 1982, the helicopter crash, where there were explosives set off too close to the helicopter, a crash that killed Vic Morrow, the actor, and two young children. Involuntary manslaughter, 9 months or 10-month trial, and the director and the production people were acquitted. So it's a very high standard in the criminal aspect.
Hey, good insight. Thanks for sharing a few minutes. Nice talking to you. Richard
My
Bell,
pleasure.
Founder of 877callaw.com. He's a wrongful death and liability attorney.